Hello and welcome to the Visual Web Developer introduction video. Over the next 30 minutes, we're going to show you how to create a pretty full-featured customer login portal for a fictitious company called Northwinds. And this will have a lot going on. There's database access, a login system, site templates and navigation, and even custom user settings. If this is your first time using Visual Web Developer ASP.NET 2.0, you're going to be in for a treat. There's lots of features that we have to show here, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. So here we are in the tool, and I'm going to start by opening a new website. Now, in the past, in ASP.NET 1.1, you're pretty much limited to working only with the Internet Information Server. But with Visual Web Developer and ASP.NET 2.0, you can work directly with the file system. So in addition to support for IIS, which I don't even have installed on my computer, that's not going to stop me. I can work with my local file system. I'm going to create a project called Lanai, which is named after my favorite Hawaiian island. And the first thing it creates for me is nothing, which is great. There's no code lurking behind the scenes. There's really nothing. We're starting with an empty page. So let's create our first page. Since this is all about having a customer view their orders, my first page will be called orders.aspx. Now, ASP.NET supports multiple languages, and that's on a per-file basis, not a per-project basis. I'll keep it with Visual Basic, and also we can put the source code for our pages in a separate hidden or behind-the-scene file. I'm going to keep it within the page because we have such little code to show you for this entire project. I'll keep it as is. So now what's popping up here is my HTML editor. Now, the HTML editor is vastly improved in Visual Web Developer 2005. We've got full IntelliSense support, so as I'm typing, we've got all the HTML support. If I type in something arbitrary like the bullet point, so item 1, and then line item 2. If I do some kind of arbitrary formatting, like I'll just put some spaces around here, and then switch to the design mode, it shows you what it's going to look like on the page. But if I make some changes here, like put something welcome here, how about view your orders, and change that to a heading tag. If I switch back to source mode, it preserves my formatting. So if you have carefully crafted or handcrafted HTML, going back and forth between the designer, you're going to be safe. If I do want to give it a nice kind of default formatting, I can simply hit Control KD and it'll put all in a nice format. A few other things to notice, we have XHTML transitional support. We can switch browsers and that will limit the HTML that it will validate against. There's really a lot going on here. Let's go ahead and save this and strip out some of the text here. Okay, so because this is about orders, we need an order database. To do that, I'm going to add a new special folder that's managed by ASP.NET called the App Data folder. Now it's empty, it's just a folder, but if I go back to some of my files here, this is where I have some ingredients for this demo. I'm using the standard Northwinds database that you can get directly from Microsoft. This is an Access database, but because we have SQL Server Express installed, I can go ahead and drop it into that folder and double click on it to see the details. So inside here I have all my tables, but it's probably better explained through this database diagram I made. So we're building a page to show the customer orders, but each order has some details associated with it. We'll also create a customer page that will allow the administrator to view all the customers in the system. So we have a couple pages going on and several bits of data here. So I'll close that. Now to get the customer data into this page, let me switch to design mode and go to the table and just drag the orders right onto the page. Now in the past, simply executing a query to return the data and showing it, it was a little bit of code. Here, it's generating some markup code for me behind the scenes here, but let's just go ahead and see what it looks like. Now, this is way too much. It's showing, first of all, every customer and every order, and it's way too wide. So let me make a few changes to it. If we switch back to the design mode, you can see that when I drag the table onto the page, it created two controls. The first is this grid view, and the grid view is worthy of a 5-hour demo in and of itself. There's so much going on here. I'm going to tell it to automatically generate my columns from this SQL data source. So this is where we make the attachment to the database. This is where we view it in the grid view. So let's make a small change to our database query. Now, when I dragged the database into my system, it automatically added a configuration string in my webconfig file. This special data directory, it's pointing to my Northwinds database. That makes it very easy to deploy this site just with files. I don't have anything special to install. On the next page here, let's modify the query. Instead of returning everything, I'll just pull back the order, the customer, the order date, and maybe the freight. Now, because this will pull back every customer, I'm going to modify it to only pull back those customers that are specified by a query string in the URL. So if I put customer ID here at the top and add that, let me show you what it looks like. See, it generates this query where clause for me automatically. And then I need to refresh because my query changed. Let's save it and view this in the browser. Now by default, I'm not going to get anything. I have to go and put customer ID. You can see I've tested this. Alfki, ALFKI happens to be one of our customers. But now you see that query is easily parameterized by an option on the command line. Great. So let's go a little bit deeper. Let's imagine now we want to click on one of Anton's orders and view the details. So we have a nice little master detail. If I go by going to the end of the project, let me switch to source mode. I'll go to the end here and add some space. I can bring up my toolbox. Now there's a lot more here than if you're used to ASP.NET 1.1. In addition to all the standard controls we have at the top, Microsoft has grouped the data components, the navigation and validation all together in their own little areas. So I'm going to drag on the grid view directly. By default, it's not attached to any data, so I need to attach it to a new query. And we're going to use the database, but notice we could be doing queries against a middle tier business logic layer, or we can go directly to an XML file. In fact, this entire model is extensible, but I'm going to stick with the database query for now, using the same database connection string, but this time we want data from the orders table. I'll need the order ID, the product, the price, quantity, that's fine. And I'm going to parameterize this query as well because I only care about the orders that come from the control. So instead of query string, we want the orders that come from the control grid view 1, which is the one above us. So far so good. Let's finish that. Now I have two tables on the page. I need to make one last little change to the top one. I need to enable selection. So when I click the select hyperlink, it's going to refresh the page. I need to provide one more bit of information. It needs to know what columns to pass. So if I turn on the data key names and tell it the order ID is the key, and save it and view this in the browser after I pass it some data. So I can select order 10692 and it shows me the details below. So we have master detail with no coding so far. Let's go a little bit further. Let's add a page to view all the customers in the site. So I'm done with orders for now. I'll go back to the solution and add a new item, this time called customers. I'll switch to design mode and drag in the customer table like I did before for orders. But I'm going to turn a lot more stuff on. I'll turn on paging and sorting and editing. I'm going to add a new column for a hyperlink. And this column is view orders. And this will link that customer to that particular customer's orders. And the URL for that hyperlink is coming from the customer ID. And I'll just send that over to the orders page. Let's see, what else can I do? There's so many features, again, like I said, in the grid view. I can turn on enable sorting and paging callbacks. And this is for higher level browsers. This will allow me to change all the sorting and paging without visible refreshes. So let's see what this guy looks like. So watch, I can sort, and paging works, and I can drill in to and edit, say, Rancho Grande, and hit update. So I've got inline editing, and finally my orders hyperlink goes straight to that particular user ID. This is great. So we've got two pretty full-featured pages. Let's move on to the next piece I want to show you. Okay, let's make this thing look a little bit better. We have something called themes in ASP.NET 2.0. Themes are collections of style sheets and JPEG images and things like that. I have some themes that are all ready to go that I hand-built called Hilo and Lanai, and they even have a view for what this thing would look like on a cell phone. I'm going to drop it in here. The cell phone one is simple. It has an empty default style sheet. But Hilo and Lanai are a little bit more complex. All I have to do to enable a particular theme is go to the web config file. This is the first time you're seeing this. This is an XML file that controls all the settings for our site. Now, we're going to be in here a few times, so I'm going to take out some of the comments so you can see just the pieces that we care about. I need to add a small section called Pages, and notice I'm getting IntelliSense, which is something new in the web config file. The one I want to add is Themes, and I'll turn on Lanai. So let's see what the customer page looks like now. Now I have a default background color, but notice the control itself has a different font and a different style. That's because I'm using this thing called a skin file. Now a skin allows you to, it's like a style sheet, but for ASP.NET controls. And you can see I have special settings here for grid view or menu or even images. Okay, so we've got style sheets. Let me show you one more. I'll show you what Hilo looks like. View the customer page. Great. Okay, now that we have themes, let's go a little bit farther and start to really flesh out the design of our site. I really want a template. And in ASP.NET 2.0, we have this concept called master pages, which serve as our overall site template. So I'm going to create a master page. Now, in this very simple website, our master page will look something like Northwinds customer portal, and at the top of most sites we have some kind of header, and at the bottom we'll have a footer. We can put some basic information like copyright 2006 Northwinds sample, and in between the two we'll have some content that's wrapped by another div tag like a menu. And for the menu, I'll also put some kind of placeholder. So link 1 and link 2. And finally, our last div section is for the content itself. Now here's where master pages really come in handy. Actually, I press Control KD to get the automatic formatting, and you can see I'm just double checking all my div tags, and they all look okay. Now this content placeholder, if I drag and put this inside the content section, that's the little hole that my other pages need to fill in. Let me show you the design view. Now the design view looks pretty plain. It's not actually picking up our style sheet. That's because I need to go back here and put the style sheet theme equal to Hilo as well. Now I'm going to view my master page, have it refresh. You can see my style sheet is also picking up and allows me to see it in the master page. But this is where our content's going to go. Well, let's go ahead and add a content page. I just right click, choose Add Content Page. I'm going to need a login page at some point, so let's just do it now. Login.aspx. And for now, I'll just give it some basic, just some default content. So I already have some basic HTML on the clipboard. I'll go ahead and paste that in and save it. So great, now we have a placeholder for our login page, and we've got a couple of other pages. Now I want to show you how to apply this master pages to pages we've already built. I'll just do it for one of them. If I go to the customers page, and I really just care about the stuff that's supposed to show up in the content area, which is the grid view and the data source. So I'm going to take that and put it on the clipboard, delete all this other HTML junk, and make sure my page is derived from the master page right there. And by switching to design view, I get this content placeholder. I need to instantiate it. Now I have a place to put that HTML back from the clipboard. So I'll just paste it right back in and save it. Now I have the content. Now obviously this is something you probably want to do. You want to have your master pages created ahead of time. It's going to be handy. I'm going to close all these pages and in fact delete the customer page that I just made and the orders page, because I already have the master pages applied right here. And I've also put them inside two folders. So if I go inside Secure Admin, there's the customer page that we just did inside the master page template. I also have a Secure Members folder. And the reason why I've put these two in folders is because I don't really want any person to be able to see the customer list, and I only want the orders to be visible by the people that are authenticated. So inside the orders page, I've already put in a little bit of code here that takes care of mapping depending on who's logged in. So what this really means is we need to add some kind of security or membership to our site. And I'm going to do that by turning on or going to the ASP.NET configuration. So notice that when I go to this site or when I go to a regular page, remember I don't have IIS installed, so it's using its own built-in web server, and it's on a local port that's only accessible to this local page, but it makes it really easy to develop without having IIS. Well, here you can see I've got security, setups, and provider and application information. I'm going to start by going to the Security tab and configure our login information. So in the Security Wizard, we'll go to the first step. And we'll make it so we can log in from the internet with forms. Skip that. And we'll turn on roles for our site. And we're only going to have one role, and that's the administrator role. So I'll create that now. Okay, I'll create an account for myself. And the email is handy because if you forget your password, there's a way the system will automatically mail you your password if you answer your secret question, which is, what is your favorite color? It's red. No, blue. All right, next step. Now this page was the reason why I segregated the customer and orders table into their own folders. So the secure admin folder, I can apply a role now and say, I will only allow access if you're in this role, if the user is attached to that role, and for any other user, I'm going to deny access to it. Now for the members folder, where we have the orders page, I'm going to deny access to any anonymous user. So those three rules should cover it. So I can finish the wizard here. And I have to do one more step. I need to put the Scott account into the admin role. So there he is. Now I'm done with the website administration. Now, some of the things that it did behind the scenes, it created a new database for me. And you can go in there and look. It's got all the login information. It's quite secured and locked down. The two folders, members and admin, I have a web config that holds the configuration information for me. But I didn't have to do any of that. That wizard did it all for me. Now I need to actually log in and test it. Well, this is a good time to go back and actually make the login page work. So a good spot to put the login control will be right here. I'll switch to design view. And there's a lot going on with login, really. There's a whole series of controls that I want to show you. Under the Login tab, we have something called a Login View. And Login View is very interesting because it will switch its contents depending on whether you're anonymous or you're logged in. So if you're anonymous, you want to see the Login dialog, which it builds for me. Now, when the Login, there's a lot of customization you can do with the Login control. There's a lot of different styles and formattings that you can choose from. The only thing I want to change here is that when it's finished, to simply redirect everything back to this page. And that's because if I switch the login, once I'm authenticated, then I want it to say something like, in the login view, it'll say, welcome back. And later on I'll put some more information in there, but that's good for now. Another control I want to show you is this login status. I want to put the login button on the page, but I want it to be on all the pages, which means I need to go edit the master page. And up here inside the header, that'll be a good spot to put this information. So if I can just drag in the login status right here and save it, now I can view my login control and test it. So we can log in as Scott. And it should come back and say welcome back, and now I have my logout button right here. Good. Now let's test one of our non-administrator users. But I can't because I don't have them created yet, so a quick solution for that is to add a registration page. And this is where having that master page really comes in handy. Let's add a new content page called register. And inside the registration page, I simply need to drag over the create new user wizard control. Again, this is another control that's very deep and has lots of customization features. The only thing I need to modify for this is that when it's finished, when it's complete, I simply want it to redirect back into the login page. And that's all I need to do to create a new user with the site. So let's go back and view it in the browser. So I'll create a login for Anton. And Anton is one of the customer IDs I know exists in the database. Great, so he's logged in. So I should be able to get to the orders page. And in fact, that's all I need to do because there's some code changes. Oops, I didn't put it there. It's under secure members orders. And that shows the orders for Anton. But notice I'm not allowed to get to the admin section for customers. In fact, it'll redirect me back into the login page, so I'm not allowed to do that. But if I do log in back as Scott, it'll take me right back to the customer page. Great. Now, let's wire up the navigation because we have enough pages here to set this thing up. I'm going to want some kind of breadcrumbs at the top, and over on the link we'll have a real menu system. So to do that, to make it easy, ASP.NET introduces this thing called a sitemap. Now, a sitemap is nothing but an XML file, and there are components or ASP.NET server controls that know how to use this information. The high level, our top page for the site is our login page. We'll call that our home. We have a couple of URLs here. Under secure admin, we can view the customers. And we also have our order page. And we added a couple more links here. We have registration. Register. Okay, now by having our site defined in this XML file, it makes it very easy for us to add links to it later. But if we go to our master page, all this work of laying this out with a sitemap is really going to pay off. Because inside this menu, let's delete our placeholder text, I can drop in, under the navigation tab, we have a tree view control. I'll switch to design mode, you can see what that looks like. Now I need to associate this tree view control with a data source. And our data source is the sitemap component, and that expects the website map. And right off the bat, you can see that we've got this thing populated with the contents from the XML file. This is also a good spot to put in our breadcrumb control, which we'll put right here before our login status. That's called the sitemap path. Now that one's already configured to work against the website map. Let's see what this looks like in the real mode here. So I'll view the login page. Oops. Now this is looking much better. Let me log in. And you can see I can view the customers and it shows where I am on the site. If I go into order, the sitemap path works and I can go into register. All that works great. Now the only problem with this, let me go back home. If I log in as that Anton account, I still see these other links. Even though I can't get to it, it redirects me back to the main page, I can still see them here. What I'd like is for the links to only show up when I'm in the correct authentication mode. And the way to do that is back here in the web config. Now I have some text I just need to paste in right here. Now this tells my sitemap provider to trim anything to trim anything from the menu that's not supported by the current authentication. So to see what that looks like, when I'm not logged in at all, I should only see the register page or the register option. Now if I log in as Anton, I have my orders, but I don't have the view all customers. So this thing is really starting to get locked down here. That's good. Now the final thing I want to show you here is custom content that depends on each user. And the way to do that in ASP.NET 2.0 is the profile. So if I go into the web config and start adding a profile, it's essentially a collection of properties. I'm going to add a very simple property called full name. And by default, it'll just be empty. Now, what this just did is added on or modified the schema of this profile object that will allow me to associate a full name string to a particular user, to any user. So inside the secure members page, in order to configure it, or add the name, I need to add a new page. Actually, it's I should add a web form called set or set name. That's fine. But I'm going to choose the master page. And I only have one, so that's easy. Okay, and here it says, how about, let's use an H3 tag. Tell us your full name. And a P tag. And inside here, I need two things. I need a text box, followed by a button. And let's give it some text called save. And I need an event, so when the user clicks on the save button, I need to have a little bit of code. And also when the page loads, I need a little bit of code. So when the page loads, if it's not currently in the post back mode, then I only need to do this once. I want to fill in the text box text value with the profile. Now watch, when I hit profile dot, I get the full name property. And that's because it's defined in the web config. When I click the save button, I'll put the text box back in the profile. Profile full name equals text box 1 text and redirect back to the login page. Okay, that's it for that page. Now, in order to see that page show up in the menu though, I have to go back to my sitemap and stick it here. And I'll call it, what was it, set name? I'll call it change name. Okay, one last thing is in the login page itself, I want to show that name, but only when you're logged in. So instead of welcome back, we'll say ASP, we'll use the label control, and it needs to run on the server, and set the ID equals to label name. Okay, and I'll need a little bit of form load code for this page. I'll need a little bit of form load code for this page, so I'll choose the page object and choose to override its load method. And here's where I have to, I'm going to paste the final bit of code from the clipboard so you don't have to see me type. Okay, I already have this text on the clipboard, so to save you from watching me type it in, I'll just paste it in. We set the label text to the profile full name. Let's test it for the last time. Login as Scott. Now it's my profile hasn't been set yet, so let's change the name. Save it, and there we go. We have our profile information that's stored in the main database. So I hope you've enjoyed this whirlwind tour of all the new features in ASP.NET 2.0 and Visual Web Developer. And there's a lot. You can see database work is going to be very easy to do. We have a whole login and member and role system. We have site and template navigations and custom user settings with a profile. There's a lot here to digest, but hopefully this tour has given you an idea of just what's possible when you build your next website.